On October 13th, the Putnam Museum in Davenport is opening a new exhibit called Literary Heroines. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom. Today's Iowa Art Showcase goes to the Putnam Museum to get the inside scoop about the exhibit from the Putnam's president and CEO, Kim Finlay. And thanks for meeting with us today, Kim.
Always my pleasure, Jacqueline. So happy to be with you.
So tell us about your newest exhibit, which is going to be Literary Heroines, Their Times and Their Fashions.
Well, the inspiration for this exhibit happened actually at a Putnam trustees meeting. Our curators were bringing objects out of the collection, and the Putnam's collection is rich. We celebrated our 150th anniversary last year. So the depth of objects that we have, some identified by the Smithsonian as national treasures, it's wonderful to be able to have those out for people to experience. That's in no small part why we preserve them. And so they brought a wedding dress. And the era of the dress reminded one of the meeting participants of Jane Eyre. She was rereading Jane Eyre. And the next day she shared that with me and said, you know, that was really, really interesting to me because I'm reading a book about that time period to see this wedding dress. And that just sparked an idea that wouldn't it be lovely to be able to get what the curators call costumes or clothing and shoes and hats and gloves and jewelry out of the collection and into an exhibit where people from all over the region can come and experience what women wore, what we utilized. So bicycles, for example, were a huge part of the liberation of women, the ability for us to get around. And washing machines were a huge part of the liberation of women from constant household work during the day and the ability to focus on other interests that we might have. So the exhibit is going to highlight 12 books with vignettes of literary heroines. So for example, we will have Pride and Prejudice, Snowflower and the Secret Fan, Jane Eyre, Mrs. Lincoln's Dressmaker, Little House series, a book called The Forest Lover, Daughters of the Dust. So it's going to be not just American history, because the collection is rich in Asian clothing and costumes, Native American from British Columbia. And so the books were chosen for different cultures, different time periods, but always with this idea that there's a strong female lead character in the book. And we will have actresses portraying characters on the weekends in the exhibit hall. We've also chosen a number of local heroines to do oral histories that become part of the collection, but those will be available on tape to anyone who's coming to the exhibit. I would say too, Jacqueline, that we chose the time of year for this exhibit based on the popularity of the Princess Diana exhibit several years back. We found that many of our lady visitors wanted to come with friends. So they would say to me, I'm coming to see Diana exhibit, but I'm coming when my college roommate is home for the holidays, or my daughter, mother, aunt, sister are home for the holidays. So we're going to have the exhibit from October 13th through the end of December to allow friends who maybe love the same authors or would like to experience together the different fashions of the different eras to be able to come as a group. We certainly encourage book clubs to come. We'll have several different events. We will have a Japanese tea during the run of the exhibit. We will have a little women's afternoon tea. Now, this, I think, is a lovely opportunity for grandma and granddaughter or mom and daughter to come and see. We'll have the Little Women version with Elizabeth Taylor. Then we'll have the tea. Then we'll have Little Women with Winona Ryder. So depending on what era you want to watch, and I think I'll probably just stay the whole day and do it all. I'm very enthused and excited for the exhibit to be open and for people to have this experience. Sometimes I think that when we bring a traveling exhibit that's been to other museums, people are more likely to buy a ticket and come to experience that exhibit that's traveled. I think this is an exhibit that's being created here at the Putnam that could travel to other museums. And so I hope that we show the same eagerness to come and experience what we have here in our own region that could potentially later go to the coasts and be shown off as something that the Midwest has created. I think that would be wonderful.
Was this done in conjunction with the Great American Read?
It's a wonderful coincidence, but it wasn't intentional, I'm afraid.
Tell us just briefly about what else is happening in the Putnam over the next couple of months.
The next couple of months, we'll certainly be opening a new documentary film. We are in the last of trying to determine whether that will be Turtle Odyssey or a documentary about volcanoes. We also, during this time of year, start to host school field trips again, and we're doing something new over the past year where we are immersing teachers and classrooms in the Putnam by bringing them to school. The kids go to school here at the museum, which I think as an elementary student would have been a wonderful opportunity because the teachers are able to utilize all the assets of the Putnam, collection pieces and the curators, the science center and all the hands-on opportunity there. We know from research that 85% of us learn best by doing. And having this week of class here at the Putnam gives you that opportunity. So we're knee-deep in classrooms coming to the Putnam for Immerse. I would want to mention that about 3 weeks after the Literary Heroines exhibit closes at the end of this year, we will open a traveling exhibit titled Race, Are We So Different? And we will be utilizing it to open conversation about the history of race, the science of race, because race actually is not biological. It is a social construct, and there are too many people who aren't aware of that.
You also have this gigantic IMAX theater here at the Putnam as well.
In 2002, the giant screen theater opened. It has 264 seats. And the latest thing that we're doing with giant screen theater is the New York Film Critics Series. Now, what is this? Well, Peter Travers from Rolling Stone gets actors and producers and directors of independent films to meet with him in New York, and they tape a discussion about an upcoming movie. And then we are able to screen that upcoming movie before it has been released to any theaters around the country and see the discussion with Peter Travers and the principals of the film. So we do that here at the Putnam now, and we don't know exactly when these are going to be released until about 3 weeks before it happens. So you have to stay tuned, become a Putnam Facebook follower, and we'll get it out on Facebook, or hit our website every once in a while, and you'll see when the next one is coming up, what film it's going to be, what actors, directors, and producers are going to be sitting down to talk with Peter Travers. And we have our balcony, which has a beautiful view of the Mississippi River Valley, open for drinks and light hors d'oeuvres and conversation among ourselves about the film. And then we open the theater and allow everyone to come in and see this upcoming movie before it has opened nationwide. And the most important thing is for people to remember that the Putnam is all about lifelong learning and connecting people, connecting us to the world we live in together, connecting us to the science that's making such astounding leaps and bounds in innovation around us every day, and very much connecting us to each other. It's a fabulous place to come as a family. I see 3 and 4 generations here quite often. We talked about the giant screen, but it's also a great place to interact with each other away from screens. In other words, to actually be eyeball to eyeball, face to face, experiencing things together. I have 8 grandchildren in the community, and we might walk past an exhibit where there's a typewriter, and they might ask me, "Grandma, what's that?" Or a rotary dial phone. Most of my grandchildren have never used or seen a rotary dial phone. In fact, I don't think any of them have. And I saw a group of teenagers trying to figure out one day how to use a rotary dial phone. It's amazing. So come to the Putnam. We provide all kinds of opportunities. All you have to do is go to putnam.org or the Facebook page, and you're going to see what's coming up. Anything from Monarch Butterfly workshops to New York Film Critics Series, all different age ranges. Stay aware of what the opportunities are for you to enrich your family life here at the Putnam and at so many other places who also care in all of our communities about making sure that we're doing our best together for our communities and for our families. We're here for you. All you need to do is walk through the doors. Of course, you can also call, and our visitor services staff will be happy to talk with you, or our visitor services staff who work on our events would be happy to help you secure tickets. The Literary Heroines exhibit coming up is a wonderful opportunity for groups of family or book groups to come in. You can have a luncheon, and our curator, Christina Castell, will give you a special program in conjunction with the exhibit.
If you want to hear more from Kim about the Putnam Museum and their Literary Heroines exhibit, please check out our website at iowapublicradio.org. And thanks for today's Putnam Conversation goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And a big thank you also to the Putnam's president and CEO, Kim Finlay. And thank you so much, Kim, for taking time out today.
It's a great pleasure for us. Thank you for the opportunity.